fun singing those Christmas hymns, isn't it? Sometimes, just for the fun of it, I sing them in the summertime, too. You turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Looking forward to hearing the choir and having the time together tonight. Just hearing those marvelous songs that remind us of the birth of Christ. What seems to be strange, though, is that nowhere in Scripture does it actually tell us to remember Christ's birth. But it does tell us to remember his death, his burial, and his resurrection. It is at that point that I want to turn our thoughts, because one of the things that we continue to do when we come together, even on Christmas time, and have the time of the songs, is afterwards we have communion. And it is to remember what Christ asked us to remember. Jesus says, as often as you do these things, you remember me. In Luke chapter 22, verse 19. So Paul writes that which is similar to that, in which, once again, Scripture reminds us that it is what Christ wants us to remember. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, if you pick up with me in verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this, what? Yeah. The same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink in remembrance of me. Remember my sacrifice for you. Remember the blood that was shed for you. Remember me in this way. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. The world would like to keep all of our focus on an infant, but Scripture continually brings us back to a Savior who died for us. So let's remember him that way this Christmas. Father, we give you thanks for your sacrifice to us and your love for us. We do not remember you as one helpless. We remember you as our Savior who died for our sins and loved us so much that you forgave us even though we crucified you. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.